The UN Human Rights Council in Geneva has approved a resolution that seeks equal rights for all, regardless of sexual orientation. The resolution was tabled by South Africa and passed with 23 votes in favour, 19 against and 3 abstentions. Whitney Brown is the Senior Director of International Law and Policy at Amnesty International. I asked her whether the resolution was just a declaration of intent or was it binding in any way.
Well, what the resolution does is basically say what is already in treaty law, which is the principle of non-discrimination and equal protection of law, applies including to people who are excluded sometimes based on their sexual orientation and gender identity. So though it does not have the weight of law, you can see it as an authoritative interpretation of binding treaty law, which does prohibit this discrimination.
Can you see countries acting on this resolution and changing their legislation?
Well, one of the things the resolution calls for is a study by the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights to look at laws that discriminate on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. I think as a result of that document, you will see a lot of human rights activists lobbying their governments to get those laws repealed.
This resolution was tabled by South Africa, and that country sided with the West on this issue. Why is it that South Africa stands apart from the rest of the continent on gay rights?
It's important to remember that South Africa, when it adopted its new constitution in the 1990s, was the first country in the world to enshrine the principle of non-discrimination based on sexual orientation in their constitution. So they actually have been a leader, at least in terms of the law. And of course, the Constitutional Court made several significant decisions, really making sure that that non-discrimination clause really worked in South Africa. It was co-sponsored by Brazil, and I think it's brilliant that we have two countries from the Global South who are actually the leaders on this issue.
Why hasn't South Africa's example been followed in other African countries?
Well, I think it's important to realize that whether you're from the UK or the United States or Australia, it took years of conversations in society before we began to really confront the prejudice that we have against people who are different, whatever the basis of that difference is. But certainly the debate around sexual orientation and gender identity is quite a contested debate. And I think what we need to do is recognize that what we're seeing in Africa that's very positive is a debate in the public domain. It's happening because of so much exclusion and violence against people because of their sexual orientation, but you're still surfacing the issue and allowing the conversation to happen. Even though most of what we read can be very negative in terms of the violence, it's better than invisibility. And invisibility means that a country is able to just say you don't exist.
What then are the positive developments that have taken place in this area apart from this resolution?
Well, I think generally speaking, there's been a focus, for instance, in making sure that when we're looking at policies, for instance, to combat HIV and AIDS, that they're not ignoring the fact that one of the groups that are a particular risk are men who have sex with men. And that's actually creating a demand that governments repeal laws and stop practices that drive people underground in terms of their sexual practices. In less than 20 years, we've gone from people who are gay and lesbian, bisexual, or transgender being largely visible in many parts of the world to being seen. It's contested, it's difficult, but that is a huge change.
Whitney Brown from Amnesty International in London.